So let's start with the story that dominated HN today by sheer comment volume. Apple introduced the M6 chip alongside the M5 Ultra, and simultaneously announced refreshed Mac Mini and Mac Studio lines. The Mac Mini post alone drew over 319 comments, the Mac Studio pulled 519, and the M6 announcement broke 1,146. That's not just enthusiasm, that's a community doing live technical analysis in public.
The M6 is the headline chip here, and what makes it significant isn't just the raw performance numbers, it's the architecture direction. Apple has consistently pushed unified memory as a competitive advantage, and with M6, they're extending that advantage specifically toward AI compute workloads. The new Mac Mini gets both M6 and M5 Pro configurations, which is interesting because it means Apple is running two distinct chip architectures in the same product line simultaneously. That's a deliberate strategy to capture different market segments without fragmenting the developer story too much.
From a business standpoint, the timing is sharp. Apple is making this announcement in a period when enterprise buyers are actively reevaluating their AI infrastructure spending. A Mac Studio with M5 Ultra configuration is now a credible local inference machine for organizations that don't want their data going to cloud APIs. The total cost of ownership argument for on-device AI compute has gotten dramatically stronger with each chip generation, and M5 Ultra continues that trajectory.
The HN comment thread had some really sharp analysis on the memory bandwidth numbers. The M5 Ultra reportedly hits around 800 gigabytes per second of memory bandwidth, which matters enormously for large language model inference. To put that in context, a high-end NVIDIA H100 GPU gets around 3.35 terabytes per second, but costs vastly more and requires different infrastructure. Apple Silicon hits a sweet spot for models in the 70 billion parameter range. You can run them locally, on a desk, without a data center. That's a legitimate inflection in the accessibility of large model inference.
What I find strategically notable is the Mac Studio positioning. Apple has basically created a machine that targets a professional segment that was previously served almost entirely by workstation-class PCs and cloud compute. Designers, researchers, audio engineers, ML practitioners who need sustained compute without rack infrastructure, the Mac Studio M5 Ultra is speaking directly to that audience. And at the price points Apple is hitting, it's competitive in a way that would have seemed implausible 3 years ago.
One thread of HN discussion worth flagging. There's real debate about whether M6 represents a generational leap or a refinement. Apple's own marketing language says, big leap in performance and AI compute. But several commenters pointed out that the performance per watt improvements, while real, are more evolutionary than the M1 to M2 jump was. That's not a criticism so much as a calibration. The pace of improvement is impressive, even if the absolute magnitude has leveled off compared to the early Apple Silicon transitions.
The enterprise story is the one I'd watch. Apple has been quietly making inroads into corporate environments that were previously Windows-only shops, partly on security grounds and partly on developer experience. The M6-based Mac Mini at a competitive price point could accelerate that penetration, especially as organizations build out local AI tooling.